Guys, I have a few announcements for you guys today. So right after this service, we have art ministry. We're going to be doing some, yes, woo! We're going to be doing some cool lantern stuff. We're going to be painting. Guys, please stick around. Let's do community together. Let's love on each other. It's going to be pizzas, drinks, so please come join us. This Wednesday, we have Crash Pad, and it's going to be minute-to-win-it games, guys. So it's going to get competitive. It's going to get real. Please be there. We're going to have so much fun. And this Thursday, we have We Serve Again. So those of you that came out to We Serve, raise your hands. There's one, two, well, just one. But anyways, please come. We're going to be having a water day at Five Oaks. So guys, wear stuff that you don't mind getting wet, dirty. We're going to be out there with little kids doing Discovery Bible study with them. It's super fun. Please come join us from 5 to 7 p.m. this coming Thursday. Well, awesome. So before I get with my message, can I have someone come up and pray for the service? Who wants to do it? Who wants to do it? Elias. Elias. Ooh. Elias. Give it up for Elias. Are you a tall boy? You stand right there. All right,
dear cool. God, thank you that everybody got to be here today. Thank you that they got here safely. I pray for Javi right now. Just pray that it will be your words and not his. And just help us all learn something today about you. In your name, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Sweet. Well, cool. So let me start with a story for you guys. And let's throw my slide up real quick. There it is. Flash. Who remembers me as the Flash? Who's been chased by me? And yeah, okay. Yeah, Sam. So anyways, I love being the Flash. I love going out and chasing you guys and taking scavenger, like all that stuff, getting feet on me, getting smashed to a pool by you guys. I love being the Flash. Absolutely love it. But while I'm doing all this stuff, I always keep myself hydrated. I always keep myself ready to go because I know if I don't, something's going to happen. I'm going to get over, you know, just sweaty, get tired. I'm going to burn out. But leading up to freedom, yay freedom, I'm so excited for freedom. We had a massive crash pad slash getting ready for freedom, and who participated in the scooter race with the balloons and everything. That was super fun. So anyways, that entire day I was prepping for it, got in my Flash costume. I think I had like a long sleeve shirt on, had my jeans on, running shoes, ready to go, and I, you know, went after it, and it was round. After round, after round, after round of chasing you guys down, going all in for it. And something that I did not do was drink water that day. I think I maybe had a water bottle, And I was like, you know what, I got this, I've done this before, I don't need to worry about it, it's gonna be inside, I'm not running a marathon, and I'm just gonna be chasing some students down and, you know, popping some balloons, it's gonna be fine. So, as the round ended and everything was good, you know, my legs kind of felt a little bit shaky. And right when we were doing the awesome, intense musical chairs, which is super fun, I started picking up chairs. As I'm picking up chairs, one of my legs starts twitching. I'm like, all right, stop. I gotta pick up chairs, you know? So raise your hand if you guys ever had a Charlie horse. Ooh, that's a lot of you guys. So what does a Charlie horse do to you? It just makes your leg just not exist anymore. So as the night goes down and we're still playing musical chairs, I'm picking up all these chairs. And right around that corner, right over there, I pick up a chair and my leg just decided to not work anymore. And I'm literally like, I don't know if you've ever, I felt like a newborn giraffe, you know? Like just walking and kind of wobbly, not knowing how to get a hold on life real quick. And I just pass out. And I for sure thought something broke. I'm laying out there holding back tears. And Justin and Kaylin like immediately like run up to me. And then Sam, your dad came out. He's an awesome dude. He's a paramedic. So he's knows how to do stuff. But anyways, Justin's over here, has my leg propped up, starts massage, trying to help in any way, shape, or form. And then Kaylin kind of gets down and says, hey, Javi. What? Did you drink any water? It's like, no. And he's like, and of course, like, there's no more water bottles because we've used them all because there's a big event and cooler. So, like, there's no water. I'm like, oh, God. So Caitlin runs over here and he grabs his Gatorade powder stuff and he starts mixing it. But then he realizes that there's a pickle jar inside the fridge. And pickle juice is jam-packed, filled with glorious, beautiful electrolytes. And electrolytes help muscles relax. You know, you can, you know, it gets them out of shock. But he runs over here. I'm laying down. Justin's over here propping my leg up, trying to make the cramp go away. I'm in pain. And then he's like, Javi, open your mouth. You're going to, I'm like, is that pickle juice? I'm like, drink it. I'm like, I don't, It was the worst feeling, guys. Pickles are okay, but pickle juice? So anyways, I'm over here chugging this thing. My leg is dying. I'm pretty sure I lost muscle. And if you look very close into my eyes, you will see a very dilated pupil. When your pupils dilate that big, it means that you're in severe pain. Like your body is not okay with what's going on. And mind you, there's bright lights in there. And when you shine bright lights in the eye, your pupil like becomes very small. And my pupil is not very small. It's very large. But guys, that's my fault for not drinking water. That's totally like on me for not taking care of myself. That's totally on me for just relying on my own strength, thinking that I can do things on my own because I've done it before. I know what to do. This never happened before, so what could possibly go wrong? And sometimes in our lives and in our daily lives with Christ, we totally forget to fill ourselves with Jesus. We forget to pray. We're like out the door, we're doing stuff. We forget to do our prayer. We forget to like pray for someone else. We forget to ask, Lord, how can I bless someone today? How can I put a smile on someone else's face? How can I pray for someone that's sick? Excuse me. How? And we just forget. We forget to fill ourselves with Jesus. Just like I forgot to hydrate myself. I starved myself. And sometimes we starve ourselves from Jesus when Jesus wants to over, like, pour in us to so we can overflow. So we can have this energy. We can have this, like, soul hydration so that we have the energy to go and like bless someone else. So we have the capacity to go and hug someone, pray for someone. But if we don't have anything to give, we're going to burn out and we're going to pass out like I did and have like a soul cramp. Is that a thing? Soul cramp? But anyways, guys, let's not rely on our own strength, even though we think we can. Even though we've done it so many times that it's just second nature to us, don't fall into that trap. Because when life hits you, like it's gonna get you hard, it's gonna knock you out. I was out for 3 days. 3 days that just because I didn't drink water. And guys, when we rely on our own strength, it goes bad. But when we have a Lord that's with us, like he's Alpha, like he's the beginning and the end, Alpha, the Omega, Omega and the Alpha, is that right? Yeah. Thank you. Awesome. So, the alphabet? Yeah.
It's a Greek alphabet.
Greek alphabet. Ooh, you're smart.
So, the first and the last of the Greek alphabet is what you see.
Yes. I love that. That's great. Awesome. That's awesome. So, anyways, God is already there with us. So, he's already at the end. He's already at the beginning. So, when we're running a race, Jesus is right there encouraging us, come on, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And at the other end, God is already like with his arms open, like, yes, you made it, you did it, come, come. He's already there. He's already there. Don't rely on your own strength. I'm going to go into some people that relied on Jesus. They knew who God was. Let's throw our first slide up. Boom. Story of Noah. Beautiful story of faith, beautiful story of trusting God. And in the Bible, if you guys read, it's in Genesis chapter 2, like verses 5 through like, I think like 20, but it talks about the story of Noah and how Noah was this man of great character who trusted God, and God told him, hey, I want you to build an ark. And Noah's like, what are you talking about, ark? It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to send some rain. What are you talking about, rain? What is rain? And God's like, I just want you to build an ark. And Noah could have totally ignored God. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what that is. Like, even though you've given me very specific instructions, I'm just not going to do it. Had he not done that, like, he would have been wiped out in the flood along with his family and his friends and the rest, with all the animals. So guys, there's prayer cards there, and let's ask God some questions. So what has God told us that we haven't done yet? Let's go to the next slide. Story of Moses. Who's seen the Prince of Egypt? Love that movie. It's so good. It's so powerful. The story of Moses, when God takes the Israelites out of Pharaoh's hands, out of all the oppression that they were living, he rises a leader, or he rises Moses up, and it tells them, hey, I want you to go and take my people away from Egypt. So when they finally gather everyone together, and Moses is out there, and Pharaoh is very upset that, you know, they're leaving, so he's chasing them down, and he's with chariots, with swords, ready to slaughter them. And when Moses finally reaches the place we're trying to get to, there's an ocean that is separating them from the place that where God has calling them, the promised land. And there's an ocean that's right there. So I want you guys to just picture that. Picture someone chasing you down that's ready to, like, just take your life, and yet you can't do anything about it because there's an ocean there. You don't have a boat. You're not that great of a swimmer. But here, Moses is facing this ocean, and God's telling him, hey, I want you to grab this staff, and I want you to hit the waters with it, because I'm going to part them. That's so crazy. Like, imagine, like, put yourself in Moses' position. Like, picture an ocean, and you're right in front of it, and you have a stick, and just God's telling you to, like, part the sea. Like, how crazy is that? It blows my mind. But here, Moses grabs his staff and places it in the water, then this rush of wind happens, and he splits the ocean so his people can pass. And not only that they can pass, but his word says that they were able to go on dry land. Not muddy, not sludge, but dry land. That's incredible. That's so incredible. So guys, second question. What is one thing that is always chasing you down that you want to escape from? What is something that you feel like is not leaving you alone? You try to get away, but you keep hitting a wall that you don't know how to break down. Let's go to the next slide. Sarah, beautiful story. Abraham's wife. Abraham was a man again that trusted God. He didn't have the New Testament. He didn't know about Jesus, but he knew who God was. And God was telling him, like, hey, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to turn you into a great nation. A great nation. It's going to be through your wife. And Abraham was like, what are you talking about? We're old. Like, that doesn't happen. That's not going to happen. And yet, when his wife, like, when he heard God's voice saying, hey, I'm gonna give you a child. And Sarah laughed. It's like, how am I gonna have a child? Like, I'm an old lady. Like, there's no way. There's no way. But she trusted God. She's like, you know what? This is what God said. So I'm gonna choose to obey him, and I'm gonna choose that. I'm gonna just believe, even though it's crazy. Kind of like parting the Red Sea or building an ark when you don't even know what rain is. God promised her that she would have a son, and through her son, there would be many nations that would come out of that. So guys, third question. What has God promised you that you still won't believe? Let's go to the next slide. Ruth, small book in the Bible. Over here we have Naomi, that's her mother-in-law. Husband dies, Ruth is just kind of there, and she could have left, she could have had a, you know, she free pass, she can go out, do whatever she wanted, didn't have to stick around with that family, but she chose to stick around. That's loyalty right there, guys. That's just pouring out your hearts, like, you know what, I'm going to be with you because I love you. I'm not going to let go of you. So here's another question for you guys. How are we showing our loyalty and our devotion to God with our families? How are we loving our families well? How are we praying for them or just being so devoted to them? It's like, you know, Mom, I'm going to totally do this thing for you. Or Dad, I'm going to totally do this thing that you've asked me to do, but I haven't done yet. How are we going to show our devotion to our families? Let's go to the next slide. David and Goliath, favorite story. And I love this story so much because here we have a shepherd boy that is going up against this massive, huge dude. And he believes that he can take him out, even though like the rest of the army was like, hey, dude, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, it's not going to end well for you. Like, he's a very experienced warrior that he's trained his whole life to do this, and you're just a shepherd boy. What are you going to do? You're going to herd him back into his other nation? You can't do that. You can't do that. But he trusted God. He believed. He had faith that, it's like, you know what? God has told me to go up against him, so I will do it. And by the way, I'm going to do it with a sling. I don't need a shield. I don't need a sword or a spear or a helmet or a breastplate or any other thing that can protect me against this giant man. And he goes up against him, and as he's charging up, he picks up his sling, swings it, hurls it at him, and boom, headshot. And he takes him out. And that's so incredible. I would be very scared. I would not want to go, not want to do that. So guys, what giant are you facing right now? What giant is in your life right now that like you're just scared to even tackle? That you're scared to even go up against because it's just too big. It's too big to go up against. And lastly, let's go to the next slide. So I love how I've used very intense pictures. And this one. I couldn't find it there was other very intense looking mean lines, but I was like, you know, maybe I should make me like a little childish one, right? So I did this for you guys. You're welcome. It's a very friendly one. But Daniel, he got thrown into a lion's den. He got thrown in there unjustly, but he trusted God that he would take care of him. Like, how many of you guys would be super afraid of being inside a lion's den? Yeah, I would. I would get destroyed. But Daniel prayed, is like, Lord, can you make these lions make me look like some piece of broccoli or some piece of like lettuce, something so unappetizing that they don't even want to bother with me? He totally did that. He totally turned Daniel into a piece of broccoli. He protected him, guys. Even though you're in the midst of something that you know that this is it. Like I'm in the lion's den right now. I'm going to die. I'm going to get destroyed. I'm going to get ripped to shreds. But God totally protected Daniel. So guys, another question for you guys. What place are we in right now that we desperately want out from? What place are we in right now that it feels like it's a mud pit, and the more you try to dig your way out, the more mud falls on you? These men and women knew who God was. They trusted him, even though it was crazy. Even though, like, imagine just, again, like the Moses story, hey, pick up the stick, place it on the floor, and I'm going to make this ocean go away. Hey, I want you to go up against this giant, and you're going to go and defeat him with a sling. That, for me, is just beyond me. And how they put their faith in God and to go from there to do great things, to do things that, like, for us, it's humanly impossible. I can't wrap my mind around it. But God has given us that ability to be able to trust him in that. Let's go to our Bible verse for today. So it's in Daniel, and it says this: his armed forces will rise to desecrate the temple fortresses and will abolish the daily sacrifice. And then they will set up abominations that causes desolation. With flattery, he will corrupt those who have violated the covenant. But the people who know their God will firmly resist him. So in the story in Daniel, there's kingdoms that have taken over, and they're bad kings, and they want all the people that follow God, they want them gone, they want them out of there, they want them killed, they want to get rid of them. Imagine living in a time like that where you're being persecuted just because you follow God, that you pray to God. And your nation says that you can't do that anymore. You need to follow these idols. We need to worship this. Look, it's right here. It's tangible. We're going to pray to this. Imagine being in a situation where you had to, like, either follow what they said or be killed. How many of you guys would just follow that and not take your trust off of God? It's like, you know what? Like, this is getting too real for me. Would you abandon your faith if you're being persecuted? Daniel was one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament, and yet he still wrestled with things. He still confessed his sin, and he would always go to God. It's like, Lord, I am dealing with something right now. There is something going on right now in this nation that I need your help with. I cannot do it on my own. I cannot do it on my own. I need your help. I need your wisdom. And guys, we have the ability to do that today. Always. We have the ability to know our Father. We have the ability to pick up this book and press into it and go into our schools, go into our neighborhoods, go into our homes and know that God is with us and he will protect us no matter whatever the struggle we may be going through, whether that be like school. I know I struggled with school. How many of you guys procrastinate on stuff? Okay, how many of you guys feel like you do better when you procrastinate? Yeah, oh yeah, I fall into that too. But guys, sometimes we get a bunch of time to do something. We'll get a project, and we'll get some sort of like report that we have to do, an essay, and say that they give us, you know, 2 weeks to do it, and you're like, okay, cool, I got 2 weeks. And then 1 week happens, and then want to know. Half the other week goes by, and you're like, oh my goodness, it's due in 2 days. You got to fill me with some knowledge right now, and you start busting out those books. You start typing away faster than, like, your brain can think. But we still do it, but we can take ourselves out of that situation. Had we just, you know, given us that time, and we get that anxiety away from us. When we do that, guys, when we don't need to put ourselves in situations where we need to get stressed out, when God has given us the ability or the time to, like, take care of things. And I know that I've fallen in that. Sometimes when I'm studying for something and I'll procrastinate and then I want, Lord, I need you to come through right now, because I need help. I'm in a bind. I'm in a pickle. Like, can you get me out of this situation? And God's not going to turn you away. But also it's like, man, like, what about all this time you had to do this stuff, and now you're over here, like, screaming for me, and I'm like, I need your help, please do something. And God, you know, he disciplines those he loves, but at the same time, he's like, hey, you should have taken the time to get things done. And sometimes I had this conversation with God, I was like, Lord, like, why aren't you coming through? Like, I didn't do this. And he's like, hey, where was the time where, you know, you were watching Netflix? You could have been studying. You had time for Netflix, but you didn't have time to study. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, about that. Or you're watching some awesome YouTube video that's like, oh, super cool, and you keep watching the next one, or you keep listening to like some song and you memorize the song, you know the lyrics to it, and then when the test comes around, like, oh crap, what was the formula? Like, well, it happens. But had we taken the time, the same amount of time that we invest for Netflix, the same amount of time we invest in video games, we could be using that for our benefit, to memorize those things that's going to help us right now in school or in life. When we get filled with Jesus, we become knowledge, we get this knowledge that people don't know about. We get to do this thing that other people are like, how are you doing this? Like, what's different about you? Like, how do you have so much joy and yet you're still dealing with this problem? How does that make a difference? Like, what's so different about Brooke? She's always so joyful. She's always doing things. Like, what's different about her? What's different about Ben? Huh? What's different about him? He's always helping. He's always doing things. It's because we have Jesus in us, guys. We got to start displaying that. We got to start taking ourselves and getting ourselves out of our comfort zone rather than just coming to church and just listening to a message and then going out and doing the same old thing. And I've fallen in that for sure. I mean, I grew up with the church. I went to the Sunday school. I did all that stuff. But yet, when I would come and listen to a sermon, I would get super excited about it. And then I would just go on my way and then do the same thing over again. God has called us to be shepherds of fire. Who wants to be a shepherd of fire? Yes, that sounds like fun. I want to be a shepherd of fire. Yes, be game changers in this world. Be game changers in your community, in your homes, in your schools, around wherever you're going to go eat after church. You can be a game changer because you're that shepherd of fire. You get to kindle that inside of you. And that's so good. And how do we do that? By encouraging each other, by being bold in our faith, by doing community with each other. Like art ministry, it's such a, I hope you guys come. It's so fun. You get to enjoy being around with friends, learning new things. Daniel talked about certain people. He talked about those certain people not to give up. I have another verse in Matthew. It says, and then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will rise and lead many astray, because lawlessness will be increased. The love of many will grow cold, but the one who endures till the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Jesus is talking about the end times. He's talking about times where they're going to get tough, things are going to start rising up, and it's like, what kind of people are we going to be? Are we going to be the type of people that when stuff gets too tough, we'll throw in the towel, it's like, oh, you know what, JK, I'm done. I don't want to be a part of it anymore. I'm comfortable where I am. I don't want to step down and get in there. I'm not about that life. Things are coming that we got to prepare ourselves, and we prepare ourselves by arming ourselves with God. He's with us. He wants to be in the battle with us. He wants for us to go out there, but we got to get out of our comfort zone sometimes. That's hard. Sometimes, you know, like, oh, I feel like I should pray for that person, but you know what? I'm not gonna. How many guys have been there? Have felt that? Like, you feel like you need to pray for someone, but then you just don't, and you kind of like, okay, never mind. Then you feel bad about it. It's like, oh man, I should have done that thing. And it's so cool that we get to do that, guys. Is to take that little bit of step of faith of going in there and blessing that person, whether that be asking how their day is going, how their life is right now. Like, I love that feeling. How many of you guys have like has someone come up to you and asked you, like, hey, can I pray for you? And it's such a good feeling. It's like, oh, that's nice. I needed that. It's so important to have friends to encourage you. to have this community that I've been telling you guys about, to encourage each other, to go out and bring hope to this nation, to go out and pray for someone that needs prayer. Let's not abandon our faith in Christ. And it's so good because in Hebrews it talks about, like, now faith is the assurance of the things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Like I was telling you in all these slides, things like, I'm seeing, there's an ocean in front of me. Like, what do you want me to do about it? I need you to trust me. Just watch and wait that I'll do something amazing. So again, back with my story, back with my personal story, guys, sometimes I'll fill myself with all this knowledge that I feel like I have, I feel like I have control of, that I know a little bit of God because I've studied his word, and yet I'll close the book and not deal with it anymore. Because I'm like, all right, I got this. I'm gonna save this for like a rainy day. I'm gonna save this for whenever I need it rather than always investing my time with God. And I feel like that's hurt me in like a bad way. Because I've been in a situation where I put it in my back pocket, but since I don't study it, when I get to that point where like I'm gonna tell someone about this Bible verse, I start struggling and I'm like, I butcher the whole thing and I end up confused, the person ends up being confused. It's just not a fun story. Like, how many of you guys have been there where like you're trying to tell someone about something and then they kind of look at you and you're like, you're speaking a different language right now, I don't know what's going on, and you just kind of walk away, and yeah. So it's not a fun feeling. And again, like, I've done that because I feel like I got everything under control. Like, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, Proverbs, drop some knowledge on you. And then since I get too, what's the word? Arrogant? Yeah. Or like prideful? God's like, you know what? You don't know what you're talking. I'm going to confuse your mind real quick because you're relying on your own strength and not my strength. That I let me fill you so that I can go and be a blessing to someone else. And some of you guys might say, like, well, like I know him, like I know God, I know who he is. And some might be like, I read the Psalms and I read Matthew and John, and I'm good. Like, that's good. And I'm not saying that's bad stuff. I mean, you can read and that's great stuff, but it's not all of it. It's not like the majority of what God is or who he's, you know, who his essence and all that stuff. We need that, have that encounter with God. How many of you guys want an encounter with God? I want an encounter. And how do we get that encounter with God? It's by, again, like getting ourselves out of that comfort zone and jumping in a situation where, okay, like, Lord, you want me to pray for this person? Okay, I'm gonna do this thing. I'm gonna totally go and pray for them. And it's, again, being filled and led by the Spirit that you'll be able to, like, bless someone else. And sometimes, again, like, there's a story that I'm filled with stories today. There's a moment where I felt like I needed to go pray for someone. And I asked God, I was like, all right, Lord, I'm going to go do this thing. And I prayed about it, and I was at a Starbucks over here in Panther Creek, and I was like, all right, Lord, send someone my way. And I see this person that's kind of reading something, I don't know what it was, and I'm like, all right, Lord, I'm going to trust you, and I'm just going to go up and pray for them, because I feel like, how many of you guys have felt like that, like, fluttery feeling in, like, your heart when, like, you feel like God's telling you to go do something? So I had that, and I start praying for this person. And I asked them, like, hey, like, this is going to sound super weird and super uncomfortable, but, like, can I pray for you? And the person looks up to me, and I get goosebumps just thinking about it. It's like, you have no idea how much I was praying right now for God to send someone my way to pray for me. And, right, like, we prayed right there, but it's like that feeling, like, you guys can, we have that ability to do that. And when God is testing you in that way, like, don't miss that opportunity, guys. Don't let that go by without you guys getting a chance to experience that. You can change someone's life that way. just by stepping out and being like, how can I pray for you? And for me, that impacted me forever. Hearing that person say, you have no idea how much I was praying for God to send someone my way. Because I was done believing. I was done believing in God. And that was, that got me right here. And it gets me excited to do things like that. And I pray, God, please give me the boldness to go out and do that. I don't want to just tell you guys this and then me not displaying it, guys. God has called us to strive and to act, to get the desire and to do it, to get that boldness and to take action. And we will be game changers. We will get to see blessings come in and come in. Not just me, but Lord, how can I have this with you so that I can do this with other people? How can I get filled with more of you so I can display more of who you are? Because guys, I'll be honest, I can't do this. I can't bless you guys if I'm not getting filled with the Spirit, if I'm not getting and not receiving God, if I don't dive in his word and spend my quiet time with him. I cannot do that. That's relying on my own strength. And I'd be lying to you guys that it's like, oh, I'll do this if I'm not doing it. And I want to be honest with you guys. Guys, this has changed my life, and I want you guys to know that. There's power in his word. There's power in the name of Jesus. We sing about it. That song, I raise a hallelujah. I raise a hallelujah. Let his song be your weapon. You can use that. And for me, that's such a beautiful thing. When you turn a worship song into a prayer, you take the melody away. It's like, Lord, I want to sing hallelujah to you. I want to rise up for your kingdom. I want to be filled with more of you so I can go and bring hope to this world. I have another thing for you guys. How many of you guys have been to the ocean? Where have you been?
Over Washington.
Washington, okay. I've never been. Is it really cold? Sometimes. Who else?
Whenever I choose, it's right to push her in.
Costa Rica,
the Dominican Republic.
Ooh, fancy Caribbean style stuff. All right, what, Paige?
Florida Beach.
Which one? Pensacola? No, maybe. Sam? Hawaii, woo! Some nice beaches over there, dude, for sure. So guys, I was there Friday. I went to Galveston. Galveston is nice. It's beautiful, yeah, woo! It's a beautiful beach that we have. I can't go to California but we have Galveston and it's nice. And I remember standing and just looking out into the ocean and just being like, Lord, like, you're amazing. Like, I remember just kind of like looking out into the ocean and seeing the waves roll in. And I'm like, Lord, you made this. You set the limit on the ocean. And yet it's so strong. And guys, like, I was there and I got in the ocean. You know, Galveston waves aren't that strong, but the wave was choppy on Friday. It rolled me. And I was like, oh, what's up, Galveston? But it's beautiful. And I just the vastness of who God is. There's a beautiful worship song. I think it's called It Is Well. And I love one of the lyrics that says, the winds and the waves still know your name. Whew, that's powerful. The wind and the wave still know your name. That's so incredible. And for me, like, to pretend to know God just because I have a little few verses on my sleeve, it's just as silly as me picking up this bottle, this ocean water, and saying that I know the ocean. That I know the ocean because I bottled it up and I filled it up with some ocean water. When I can't contain the waves in here, I can't contain its currents. I can't contain all the life that this has. And this is maybe about a gallon or so. I can't pretend to know God. I can't pretend to know the ocean in just this much. It's a little bit. I mean, it's good stuff. But it's not all of it. And sometimes we do that with God. We put him in a little bottle and we just want to use him and pour him out when we see fit. When it's the opposite. It's the opposite way around. God is filled with this greatness, this strength that he's like, don't bottle me up. Don't cage me up. When the Holy Spirit's inside of you screaming out, I want to go pray for that person. I want to go love on that person. I want to go hug that person. And we bottle him up and we're like, no. No. I'm content right here. I'm comfortable right here because I got my bottle. And I don't want to share it with anyone. Just by myself. My precious. That's right. Guys, let's not cage God. Let's not cage the Holy Spirit. When it wants to be released, it wants to come and overflow. It can bless this nation. It can bless this nation. We're about to see a video clip right now. And I want you guys just to think about God's strength. I want you to think about when he made the ocean and he made it grand and vast, full of power, full of strength, and full of might. So if we can go ahead and pull up this video. And just look at the size of that wave. I would not want to be there. Mm-mm. Oh. Jeez. Mm-mm. That would not be fun, guys. That boat is gone now. Or being in there, that's a big ship. That's like one of those Navy hangars. I don't know what it is, but I would be so sick right now. Mm-mm. But just the way that it's just rocking that massive boat and water just pouring in everywhere, like, mm-mm. Yeah, no thanks, indeed. That's just a little bit of the ocean, guys. That's not all of it. That's so intense. I love this next clip that's going to come up. You'll see it here in a little bit. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Rule number one, never go into an ocean with a little boat. Boom, get wrecked. No. How scary would that be? Oh my goodness. My goodness me. I would, golly. I don't know like if something was not right or like if the people thought that like it would be an okay thing for them to completely go into like a first of all, a little boat. Second of all, like you're facing a very strong ocean. That's beyond me. But guys, that's just a little bit of the ocean. And the ocean isn't alive. The ocean can't bring you stuff. The ocean can't bring you blessings. The ocean can't bring you what God can give you. And God gives it to you just by you asking and again, praising him. And I love this. When I'm talking to you guys about Abraham and Moses and Noah, it says, it was by faith that Noah built a large boat to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about the things that have never happened before. It was by faith that even Sarah was able to have a child, though she was barren and she was too old. She believed that God would keep his promise. It was by faith that Moses left the land of Egypt, not fearing the king. Not fearing that he would face sudden death. By faith, he grabbed his staff and parted the ocean, and his people were able to go on dry land. It's by faith. Guys, we have that ability. I have a few more response questions for you guys. What step of faith will you take this week to tell someone about Jesus? Ask him. Let's get out of our comfort zone, guys. I know it's not easy. I need to do it. I need to ask God, Lord, take me out of my comfort zone. Help me not just worship and praise you and say all these things, but Lord, help me put my faith in action. Give me the desire to do your will. Give me the desire to go and pour to overflow to someone else. Not just me. How can I bless someone else? The second question, who is God putting in your heart to pray for this week? Who's that one person that's been on your mind that you've been meaning to reach out to, but you haven't, out of fear? Out of just, I'll get to it. You know what the enemy's favorite word is? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. When you can do it today. What's wrong with today? Ask God, Lord, give me the ability, give me the desire to pour out to someone. Give me the desire to love on someone else. Give me the desire to put you on. Guys, we were created in his image. Genesis 1, verse 27, God said, let us create man in our own image. We're image bearers. We get to display Jesus to other people. But we need to fill ourselves so that we can pour out to someone else. So that I can bless someone else. I can't do it on my own. I want to invite the band up here. Guys, we have response elements here. We have our tithe and our offerings. And just whatever you've written down, if you've heard God say something to you, ask him, Lord, please give me the will to do it today. Help me not wait for tomorrow. Help me not procrastinate on it, even though that's sometimes the easy thing to do. It's easier to just kind of put it in the back burner. It's a little bit easier for us not to do the thing because we're scared. Guys, I'm telling you, God has not given us a spirit of fear. He has not given a spirit of timidity, but he's giving us a spirit of boldness, of strength, of power, of joy. Let us be that kind of people that have joy in us. Let us have that desire to do that for others. So you guys, if you just want to close your eyes, Lord, and just, Father, thank you for today, Father. Lord, I pray that you just give us joy and give us peace. Help us know that you are good and that you'll take us places even though our feet don't want to go. But Father, give us the wisdom to be able to trust you and hear your voice. We have prayer partners that are going to be at the front here. Guys, if you have any need for prayer, they're here for you. They want to pray for you. They want to love on you. Don't be afraid. Let's get out of our comfort zone. Let's worship our Father in heaven together.